Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
In the first 11 chapters of Romans, Paul outlined clearly what the author of Hebrews called our great salvation. Here's a summary of what Paul wrote. Listen carefully.
In Romans chapter 1 through 3, we learn that all of us are sinners, and the wages of sin is death. In chapters 4 through 5, however, we learn that all people can be made righteous through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In chapters 6 through 8, we discover that all of us as believers can live a godly life because of our identity with Christ in His death and resurrection, and because of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. In chapters 9 through 11, we learn about God's sovereign will, that we've been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world.
Yes, this is the glorious truth we learn in chapters 1 to 11 in Romans. However, how are we to respond? Well, Paul answers this question in the first two verses of Romans chapter 12. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true worship. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. So let's remember then this principle to live by. In view of God's mercy, we are humbly to acknowledge His sovereign grace and worship Him by offering all parts of our bodies as a living sacrifice.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.